This reflection is based on the readings from Tuesday, August 22nd, and Wednesday, August 23rd, from Matthew 19, 23 through 30, and Matthew 20, 1 through 16. First last plus last first equals. We have an interesting thing threading through the Gospels this week. First is that more is less, and less is more. Also, that first is last, and last is first. Yes, this sounds so confusing. We read that Jesus said that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. I have heard, as you probably have, that Jesus could have been talking about a narrow passage in the mountains that was difficult to get through with donkeys carrying goods. That just waters down what Jesus was indicating. Otherwise, why would his followers then reply with, "Who then can be saved?" For certainly though difficult, travelers still got through the eye of the needle passage. But no one can have a candle go through the eye of a sewing needle. So who then can be saved? Jesus explicitly states that it is impossible for mankind to save himself. However, with God, all things are possible. Peter jumps right in, as he normally does, like me, often saying something before thinking. "We left everything to follow you. What's in it for us?" Selfishly. Anyway, Jesus goes on to explain that those that give up things, and even family for him, will receive 100 times as much and eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first. The same passage is given in Matthew 20. The laborers who only worked 1 hour got paid the same as those who worked all day. When a child, we kids who love sports would often debate who was the greatest team or ball player. "Well, look at the stats. Who should be Hall of Fame?" This is not the case in God's kingdom. Everyone in heaven is on equal footing because there is not one there who got to heaven by their own merit, but simply by God's generous gift. First being last and last being first is not a pecking order. It is an equality. In Matthew 12, 48 through 50, Jesus asked, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" Then he pointed to his disciples and said, "Look, these are my mother and brothers. Anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Have an awesome week with Jesus. Joe Repas.